It will be. V'chaya, where are we at? Positive. V'etzamoshe v'zikne Yisrael es ha'om le'mar. Moshe command Moshe. And the zikne Yisrael, they commanded the people saying, following, shomar, guard, eskol ha'mitzvah, all the mitzvah, eskol ha'mitzvah, the entire mitzvah, asher anochi mitzavcha eschem hayom, which I command you today. I believe the word ha'mitzvah is the most popular word in this parasha. The word ha'mitzvah appears in this parasha so many times. All different. There's a lot of repetition with the word ha'mitzvah. Okay, there are other words. It smells from herring over here in this kitchen over here. Herring, you can never ever get rid of the smell of herring. You're stuck with it forever. Okay. Shomar es kol ha'mitzvah asher anochi mitzvah chayim, and I command you today. What is over here saying Rashi? Rashi over here says, Shomar es kol ha'mitzvah l'shoin hoive. Shomar. Shomar means guard now. Hoive in the present tense, not in the future, not in the past. Shomar right now. Shomar es choide sho'aviv. Okay, it's kol ha'mitzvah, all the mitzvah, that's all he says. What does Unkula say? Ufakeid Moshe v'sovei Yisrael, Moshe commanded, and the elders of the Jewish people, Yos amo le'mimar tar. The word shomar in Aramaic means guard. Yos kol taf kedeto, all of the commandments, the mitzvah, kol taf kedeto, dia ano mifakeid yoschoin yoimodein. All of the commandments that I command you today. Now let's take a quick peek over here in this sefer. Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk 1, Taru. Okay, the word Taru means to guard. He says over here, Shemu, take me Loshon Rabim, Kihem Shecha Pasuk, Anochi Mitzav Eschem, Loshon Tzivui, Av Shomor Mahu Makor, Okay, V'nir Shadati Kirash, Shomakor, V'av Shkos of Rashi, Shomakor Mesparish, Lepula. Okay, it seems like over here, that he's trying to make a machlekes out of this. But I don't understand what he's trying to do, so I'm going to go right. We're going to leave with that. It could very well be over here that the targum over here, you see, the problem over here is the word tar is not the right word. It should be nitar. Nitar. Nitar, I take it back, because the nun is a prefix. The common word that we use for guard is the word ni. There's a nun. Is the nun part of the root of the Aramaic word? Well, obviously not. The fact that Targum over here says the word tar means guard, that tells us, at least we learned something new today, is that the root of the word guard in Aramaic is not nitor. The niture karta. How do you like that? We learned something today. May is a closet member of the Neturei. Remember that? He's really a closet member of the Neturei Karata. That's why he... And now you have to ask the members of the Neturei Karata, what is the Shoresh? It means the guardians of the city. The guardians of the zealots. Some of them are whacked out. Whacked out of their mind. They should study them in a laboratory. Neturei Karta, the guardians of the city. So what is the nun? Is the nun part of the root? I always thought it was. I thought the word neturei, nitar is to guard. Well, obviously I was mistaken. The nun is not part of the root of guard. The nun is a prefix. It's a letter that's used in order to connote there are people who are engaged in guarding, in the activity of guarding. Because over here it says tar, and shomor means guard. So now Rashi comments on this. Shomor is kol ha'mitzvah l'shoin hoive. Okay, there's something going on over here that's more than meets the eye, which I don't know what it means.
Shomor, shin is modifying the mar?
No, it's not. It's a different word. It's an Aramaic word. In the word Shmira, in the word Shemar, there's no question about it. The three letters are all part of the root. The Shin is the Peah Poyal.
The Mem is Tar, it's only the Tetresh?
I never knew that, but obviously it is. I never knew that.
I didn't know it either.
I thought the Neturei Karta, I thought the Nun is part of the Meshugas. And it's not.
I also think so.
So let me, okay, so now that you
got upside down nuns already.
Now that you guys,
show you that
it's not part of it? Now that you got us very curious, so let's have to go back and analyze this in more detail. Okay, I'll read you over here what it says over here in this Sefer Ma'at Sari. Maybe we'll learn some grammar here. He says here, Shimru, it says Taru. Now, there's another problem over here. It seems that there's machlokes what the girsa is. This is going to get really, really confusing here because in our girsa on this screen, which I don't know where they got all this from, it says tar. In this edition on the whole, you don't see him here. In this edition, this chumash that I'm holding, he has a very, very precise, targum. Okay, this fellow, he wrote the book on the targum. So obviously they have over here a very, very precise, no mistakes. And he says here the word, he translates the pasuk, taru. Not tar, taru. There's no nun, but taru. Now, the difference between the word taru, taru means it's plural. Taru, guard, b'lashon rabim. Now, the word shamor is b'lashon yachid. It doesn't say in the pasuk shamru or shimru, shamoiru. It doesn't say shamoiru in the pasuk. It says Shamor. So the Targum is not matched. Now that's not a problem, because the Targum almost never, okay, I always skip this stuff because this stuff doesn't interest me. For the small amount of time that we learn together, it's not going to focus on. The Targum always loves to change the singular to the plural to the singular. No rules, no reason, no rhyme, no reason. That's what he does all the time. So here it's interesting that in our girsa, on our screen, it says tar, and here in this girsa, it says taru b'loshoin rabim. So he dwells upon that. Tirgim b'loshoin rabim, plural. Kehem shech ha-pasuk asher anochi mitzaveh, I command eschem. Because at the end of the pasuk, it says you, all of you, b'loshoin rabim. So the targum already translated the word shomar. It is the collective noun, so to speak. Even though it's not really a noun, but it is written b'loshoin, he translates b'loshoin rabim. All right, fine. Then he goes on to say, v'tirgim b'loshoin tzivui, a command. It's a command, guard. Af sheshamor hu mokor. Now, the word shamor, so he says of it, that's not a command. The word shamor is not a command. It's, what is it? I don't know what it is. But he's saying it's called the makor. It's the root word. Ochol shosoy. Eat and drink. It means, he's saying here that the purest translation of the word shamar is, it's a concept. There is a concept called guarding, watching. And when you put the word together with all of the other words in the pasuk, then from the context, it's going to mean a command to guard, but that's not really what the word in and of itself means. Let's see further. V'nir shadaitoi kirashi, shahamokor mishamesh kitzivui. Okay, so he's saying that even though the word itself, shamar, in and of itself is not a command, but sometimes it is a command. For example, depending on the context. When the context, like in this pasuk, says, Es kol ha-mitzvah shanochi mitzaveh eschem hayom, so together with all these words, then the word shamar means, I command you to guard the mitzvahs. Okay. Now, v'yav shekosa rasha ha-mokor. Mokor means, I guess, the root word, mispareish lepu'ula masmedes, b'loshen hoiveh. So Rashi seems to disagree, maybe. It's not a command. Rashi seems that there shall always be guarding. The mitzvah shall always be guarded. See, in Echanami, it doesn't necessarily mean a command. It means the mitzvah shall be guarded. I'm not telling you to guard the mitzvah. I'm just making a statement. We have mitzvahs. The mitzvahs need to be guarded. Well, how is it going to be guarded? Figure it out. I guess the only way it will be guarded is if I guard the mitzvah. So it's secondary. It turns into a command, but only secondary. The mitzvahs shall be guarded. How will that happen? Well, I have to do it. If not me, then who? Ah, so the result is that in essence, what the pasuk is saying, I'm giving you a command to guard the mitzvahs. Okay, that is the result, but that's not the grammar. That's the conceptual result. Okay, l'chein tegim sham yisham hevei dekir. Now, therefore, tegim translates elsewhere. What is he saying for? I don't know what he's referring to over here. L'kolom tenu lev liskar tamid. Mikol makom loy tegim kan hevei nitirin. Okay, so now he's going further. He's asking a question. If pasuk really means to guard as a command, why didn't it say the nun? The nun would fit in here like a glove. Hevei nitirin. The mitzvahs should be guarded. The niturei karta, the guardians of the city. V'ulai daitoi, maybe there's something more than meets the eye here. Daito, the opinion of the Ibn of Targum is Kirebi Avraham ben Ezra. The Ibn Ezra, v'rabbein b'chaye, she'en kan asharu l'shmiras kol mitzvahs. This is not a command. Ela mitzvahs ho'avonim. It is the mitzvah of ho'avonim. U'lechein kosov ha'mitzvah l'shm yachid. Okay, so I think what he's saying over here is, he's saying something very interesting, because when it says here, Shamor es kol ha-mitzvah, we originally translated, guard all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. So he's saying, no, that's not the pshat. Shamor es ha-mitzvah means guard the stones, or I'm not sure what he means over here. That's the end of his commentary over here. I think what he means is one of two things. He means the next pasuk beis, is going to go into the sugya of the mitzvah that when you cross over the Yarden, you shall put up monuments, stones. It says here, v'hakeim oisol lecho avonim gidoy lois v'sadita oisam basid. So, if you wouldn't know better, I'm not so sure what the pasuk really means. Not so clear. When you read this pasuk at face value, as we do in elementary school, guard es kol hamitzvah. What does that mean? It means Hashem gave you the Torah. He gave you taryag mitzvahs, and you shall observe it. You shall make sure that you observe the mitzvah. Now, what's the first thing that should come to our minds? How many times you got to tell us the same thing again and again? I mean, the whole Torah, again and again, watch the mitzvahs, guard the chukim, the mishpatim, the derech of Hashem. Again, nachamo, shamor es kol ha-mitzvah. So what do we say? All right, that's the only kasha we have. We have a lot of questions. So no, add it to the pile. Let's go further. I believe that's the way most people read this pasuk. Exactly the thought process that I, in my very humble opinion, whatever that means, I just, you read this pasuk, and it means Hashem is telling Klal Yisrael, I want you to observe all of my mitzvahs. Why is it written b'loshon yachid? No, the collective noun, taryag mitzvahs. Don't we know this already? Yeah, we do know it already. So there's repetition. You learn a daf Gemara. So the Gemara says, why does it say it twice, three times, to make this drasha, to be another loisase, another asay? Without the Torah Shebal Peh, the Torah Shebachsav is impossible. So when we'll sit down and learn the whole Shas, Bavli, Shalmi, Mechilta, the Mechiltin, the Sefta, the Zoyar, v'chulu, then we'll know the answer why we need another mitzvah over here to tell us what to do. And that's it. Let's go weiter. What is for dinner? So it seems that the other Rishonim are not so satisfied with that answer. And they explain that Hashem over here is telling, I want you to be very, very careful to do what I'm about to tell you. The word ha-mitzvah is not a reference to tayag mitzvahs. It is a reference specifically what I will tell you in the next few pesukim. And that is, v'hoya. I want, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, for you to erect to set up large stones, avanim gedolos, and I want you to smear them with lime. And I want you to write upon them everything, kol divrei Torah. So Hashem here is telling you, he's giving you an introduction. I'm about to give you a new mitzvah. And I'm telling you, this mitzvah is very, very important. This is not like all the other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs, they're important. No, if you miss a mitzvah, you have a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you can do teshuvah. This mitzvah, you better watch out. This mitzvah, you better be super duper careful to guard for dear life. Shomor es ha-mitzvah, it's going on what I am about to teach you. The mitzvah that's coming in the next pasuk. Now, if that's the pshat, we have to go back and analyze the word shomor. Because Rashi says, shomor means what? Shomor means l'shoin hoiver. I want you to continuously guard this mitzvah. What are you talking about? There's nothing to continuously guard this mitzvah. This is a one-time mitzvah. This mitzvah is done once, and that's it. What does Rashi here mean the word hoiver? Hoiver, you should continuously guard the mitzvah I'm about to tell you. What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean continuously? We're going to do it, and we're done. And that's it. There's nothing more to do. It's a one-time mitzvah. Today, do we know where these stones are? Certainly not. There's no remnant of these stones today. So does that mean that we should go and we shall make new stones? Renew the stones? No. It was a one-time mitzvah to be done when they come into Eretz Yisrael. It's not a continuous mitzvah. Targum says, Ufakei Moshe is v'sav Yisrael yos amol lemeimar tar guard yos kol guard is kol ha-mitzvah, the entirety of the mitzvah, kol tafkedna di'ano mifaked yos choin yoy modein guard everything now ano that I will ashanochi mitzvah that I will command you on this day. Okay, so Asharnochi is the adianam called the ano I'm everything that I command. So I think what he's trying to say over here in the Sefer Ma'atzari is to hit a out of the ballpark home run to achieve our mission, our goal in life, our purpose in life, is to make machloikis between Rashi and the Targum. He's trying to say over here in a very nuanced way that the Targum understands this pasuk to mean that the taich of Shomor es kol ha-mitzvah is referring specifically to the Avonim Gidolos. Rashi, as we always explain, wrote a sefer on the Targum. Rashi read the Targum, and Rashi got the impression, the Targum teaches the pasuk, I want you to guard the mitzvah that I'm about to tell you. It's a one-time mitzvah, and you should make sure that you observe every element, all the details, soup to nuts, with no deviation, with super diligence. And Rashi says, you're wrong. Targum, you're wrong. That's not what the pasuk means. When it says Shomor es kol ha-mitzvah, this is a general commandment that all of the mitzvahs that I command you today, which Moshe over here, this was the time. I mean, today, what does it mean? What is the Hayoim? The end of this is today. That all of the mitzvahs, Moshe now is reviewing with Klal Yisrael Taryag mitzvahs. I want you to guard all of the mitzvahs, and guarding the mitzvahs is not something that you do once. It's something that you do continuously. There is no let up for your entire life. Then we come to Pasuk Beis. We are beginning a new topic. A new topic. What's the new topic? By the way, you should put up stones. Okay, so this is a suggestion which needs further clarification. If indeed there is such a machloikis between the Targum and Rashi as to what Pasuk Aleph really means. But one thing that we do take away from this is a fascinating concept is that the word Niturei Karta unfortunately, that term that has been hijacked. It's a very holy expression. The Neturi Karta, where does it come from? I forgot. It's in the Gemara somewhere. It's a very holy expression. It refers to tzaddikim, that in their merit, Talmidei Chacham, in their merit, their zchus, Hashem protects Klal Yisrael, the city of Yerushalayim. Unfortunately, in our day and age, it has been hijacked by a group of extremists who, unfortunately, do not behave in the ways that we appreciate, and whatever. But the point is, we learn over here, Chiddush, is that the shoresh of the word niturei, nitar, is tof resh. It's not a tof, tes. I always say that, I say a mistake. Tes resh, tar. Tar means to guard, and the nun is a prefix. Something you add to the word to indicate the binyan of the word. All right. Next pasuk. Pasuk says, when you're going to cross the Yarden, what day of the calendar did that happen? That happened on the 10th day of Nisan. As a Yarden El Haaretz, to the Holy Land, Asher Hashem Lekach Nosein Loch, that Hashem will give you, V'hakim O'solucho Avadim Gdos, you will erect, you will stand up, you will, over here, it translates over here, the word set. Let's about to say, by the way, let's go back. Why does it translate the word Niturei in the previous pasuk? I was curious to see. Shamar, look at the English translation, commanded keep. Moshe and the elders of the commanded people, Nitar means to keep. See, that's interesting. Keep. Tar. Tar doesn't mean keep. Tar means to guard. Shamar. Shamar means to guard. Niturei Karta. Tar. And over here, for some strange reason in the English, it says keep. Okay, I'm not so sure that it's accurate. All right, let's go further. On that day, in the course of the Yarden, you shall smear them. Now, what is the precise meaning of visadita? So in the English, it says to coat them with plaster. Now, those are two bold words of the English translator. Does the word visadita really mean to coat? Like a coat of paint? Plaster, you coat the wall with plaster? And sid, he calls plaster. Is sid really plaster, or sid is something else? It's a much more different type of material than plaster. What is plaster, by the way? I mean, wow. What is plaster? Plaster also is a vague term. I mean, there are many different types of plaster. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, there is no Rashi. Targum says, is there Rashi? Rashi on the Mishpah, there is Rashi. V'hakim ha'yisal loch, you shall set up by Yarden, in the Yarden, the achar kach totzim yisham acheroys, more stones, v'sivne mehen mizbeach bahar eval and har eval, Nimtza ato oimer shaloisha mine avonim hayu. There were three different types of stones. Shteim esrei bayardain, 12 in the Yarden, uchenegdon ba Gilgal, uchenegdon bahar evel, kidiisa b'mesechta soita. Okay, so we have to really learn the pasuk a little bit further to get an appreciation of this Rashi. The Rashi over here is saying is, when you're going to cross over the Yarden, you shall set up avonim gidolois, and you're going to write on these stones the Divrei Torah. You're going to write, what are you going to write? Machloikis, Taryag Mitzvahs, or you'll write a shortened version of Taryag, the whole Torah, or whatever it is. And then, when you cross over the Yarden, Tokimu, you'll set up these stones on Har Evel, different stones, and those stones as well you're going to coat with plaster. And then it says uvonis hashem mizbeach lashem lokecha avonim shleimois, complete stones, and you'll offer a sacrifice upon them, and you write upon these stones es kol divrei haTorah hazos ba'er heitev. It's very confusing. Rashi is making it very confusing. First it says over here, when you're going to pass over the Yarden, when you cross over the Yarden, v'hakimosa l'cho, you will set up avonim gedolos v'sado esam basid. One more time, Rashi. By Yarden. Where does it say that in the pasuk? The pasuk says, when you will cross over the Yarden, El Haaretz, Asher Hashem Lechnosin Lecha, V'Hakemosol Lecha, Avonim Gedelos. So Rashi is learning Pshat in the pasuk. You're going to set up stones in the Yarden itself. Can you imagine this? The Yarden split. The Yarden split into two parts. And it's a miracle. And now when they're in the middle of the Yarden, Moshe says to Hashem, go collect stones from the bed of the Yarden, set them up, and while you're there on the spot, chisel out Tayag Mitzvahs. Wait a minute, how long is the Yarden going to wait? It's a miracle. The Yarden split. How long is it going to wait? Is it going to wait for Klal Yisrael to write on these stones? You know, you would imagine, it's a very interesting idea. When there's a miracle going on, when there's a miracle, you're going to sit back and take out a beach chair. Klal Yisrael, they cross the Yarden. Oh, look at it, it's so beautiful. The Yarden split. Well, let's say Kriyas Yamsuf. They're going to the Yam. Oh, wow, it's so beautiful and pleasant here. You know what? Let's take out a beach chair and have a picnic in the middle of the Yam. So what would your reaction be? You know, there's a miracle happening. The Yam split. Every second is a miracle. How much longer do you think this miracle is going to go on? If we don't get out of here quick, the miracle is going to come to an end, we're going to drown. So let's quickly get out of here. You know, it's funny, someone gave me the book. I don't know if you know, I'm sure you've seen this face all over the place. Rav Shaila Mikerestir. I'm sure you've seen this picture all over the place. His picture saves you from mice. Right? You don't have to buy mice traps. Put all the exterminators out of business. All you have to do is put up his picture on the wall and there's no more mice. Okay? So I have no idea who he was. I know nothing about him. And obviously, Rabbi Shaila is not very happy with me because I probably made too much latzanis. So Rabbi Shaila from the other world, he sent me a gift, his biography. Not a biography. It's mamish unbelievable. I'm really spooked out. I was making latzanis of him.
Mamish. He sent you mice?
So he sent me, a guy comes over to me. No, he didn't send me mice, but a guy comes over to me in Shul and says, I have a gift for you. This is a guy who would never give me a gift. This guy is the last guy in the world that would give me a gift. I'm telling you, he doesn't give me gifts. This guy doesn't give gifts, period. Like, what? You have a gift? Somebody's going to give me a gift. What? Sure enough, he comes the next day, and I have a gift for you. And he gives me this book. This book of Yeshaya Mikerestin. And I said, what are you giving this to me for? He says, someone gave it to me as a gift. Someone gave it to me as a gift. And I don't want it. Because I have the Hebrew edition that is far superior than this English book. And I don't need it. I don't want it. So you could have it. I said, I don't want this. No, you, and Mamish drove me, you must take it. Very strange, no? Very strange. So I took it. I started to read it. And you know something? I have a real appreciation for him now. I'm spooked out of my mind. I really have an appreciation for him. The book is very well written. It's written by Yisrael Besser, Art Scroll's number one man. It's not published by Art Scroll. It's published by Feldheim. And it's good. It's a really good book. It's very well written and it's very interesting. There are a lot of fascinating stories and concepts in that book that shook me up. So why am I telling you this? Because of this Rashi. One of the Maiseloch there, probably 1,000 Maiseloch, he had a chassid who came to him, and the chassid says, I have to leave. I have a train. I have to make it to the train. The train's going to leave. And Kerestir, there's a train stop. I have to leave. I have to go. So the Shaila says, no, there's no rush. We have to finish our business here. You ain't going so fast. And he kept on nudging, don't listen, don't worry. I have to go. Don't worry. So the Rebbe basically forced him to stay. And he comes to the train 15 minutes late. And trains didn't come there all that often. And sure enough, the train didn't leave yet. The train was delayed by 15 minutes. Ma'am Shabal Moifis, right? The whole book of these Maislach. The story doesn't impress me. I couldn't care less. But what's funny about the story? The next time the Chassid came back to the Rebbe, he told him, you know, Rebbe, your mom is Shabbal Moifes. You forced me to stay for 15 minutes. And Taka, the train was delayed exactly 15 minutes. So the Rebbe said, you know, I'm not like, I don't know who he was referring to. I don't know, he didn't have any yichos. I don't know who he was referring to. He said, I'm not like this Rebbe. This other Rebbe that we know, he can hold up the train as long as he wants. I'm not as great, but I know I can hold it off for 15 minutes. The other Rebbe, a greiser Rebbe, he can hold the train for weeks if he wants. I don't have that koyach. I can hold up the train, but for 15 minutes I can hold up the train. It's a great story. There's just something about that story that I like. I don't know what it is exactly. Why am I telling you that story? Because in this pasuk over here, I don't get it. The Yarden split. The whole Klal Yisrael is walking through the Yarden. And now Rashi tells us that when they're in the Yarden, and they're in a matzav of sakonis nefashos, because at any moment in time, Hashem can make a decision that the miracle will come to an end. And the Yarden will return to its prior state. And they'll all drown. And Hashem says, don't worry about it. Don't worry. You're not going to drown. In the meantime, when you're in the Yarden, I want you to collect a lot of stones. And number one, I want you to collect stones and I want you to set up a monument right smack in the middle of the Yarden. And on the monument, I want you to write the whole Torah. Whatever that means. Does it mean the whole Torah, Sefer HaChinuch? The Tayag Mitzvahs? Does it mean Mamish word for word Kol Torah Kula? Maybe. And when you're finished, I want you then to take plaster and smear it on the letters on when you chisel out so it shouldn't get ruined. Do a nice job. Spend all the time that you need. And then when you're finished, you can leave. And then the Yarden will come crashing down. Hashem is saying, don't worry. I control the Yarden. There's no rush. Don't feel that you're in the matziv of Sakana. If I was going to the Yarden and I saw the Yarden, a miracle was happening, the Yarden was held up, I would say we better run for our lives. Because who knows when the miracle will come to an end, and when the miracle comes to an end, we're all going to drown. Don't worry about it, you're not going to drown. I'll hold up the train for you. I'll hold up the train as long as it takes, for weeks. When you're in the Yarden, collect the stones, chisel the letters, the whole Torah, smear some plaster, make it nice, and then when you're all done, then you leave. Then the water will come crashing down. No, that's what Rashi says. Rashi, little part of Pshat, so you'll go and you cross the Yarden. Where are you going to set up the stones? Where? I would assume, take stones when you cross the Yarden, where? I would imagine when you cross to the other side. No, Rashi, in the Yarden itself, while the waters are suspended, the achar kach, and then Rashi says, where does it say that? Where does it say, then you shall take other stones? Where do you get that from? That's what it says. V'sivne mehem mizbeach, build an altar, bahar evil. That's what it's going to say in the next two psuk, and later on. And then Rashi makes an analysis of everything that you put, the entire parasha put together. Nimseis ato loymeid, sheloisha mine avonim hayu. There are three sets of stones. There are Shteim Eshrei Bayardin. Now, by the way, where did it say the number 12? Where did it get the number 12? I don't know. We have to see. Uchenegdon Bagilgol. when they came to Gilgal, have to get later on in the Pesukim and see where it says that. Where does it say that? Uchenegdon Bahar Evil. Stones on Har Evil. Kidi Isa Bebesechta Soita. Okay, we learned Soita a few times. I have no recollection of this. Goes to show. Okay, now let's learn over here the Targum. Vihei B'yoy Madi will be the day that you cross over the Yossi Ardenola Arde Hashem. Eluchach, the land of Hashem. Yoiv Loch, the land that Hashem has given you. Usekim Loch Avnin, you shall erect Avnin Ravravin. Usesud Yoshoin Besida, and you shall smear it with Sid. I'll tell you now another word from what I saw from that Sefer, that book. His Rebbe said to Yeshaya Mikerestir, you say in Avrachamim, the Ravrava im Zeiraya Tafla Unashaya. Right? What does that mean in English? The Ravrava, the adults, im Zeiraya, with the youngsters, Tafla, the Kindelach, Unashaya, and the women, and the women. So one of his Rebbeim, one of his teachers, I don't know, these names don't mean anything to me, I can't even pronounce any of them. He says, Rav Reva, these are the Groyser Rebbes. The Groyser Rebbes. Like Meir Appeldorf, the Groyser Rebbe. Then you have Im Zeiraya, the Kleiner Rebbes. This is the Groyser Rebbes. Then you have the Tafia. The Tafia means the Rebbes that are nobodies. And then Unishaya. Yeshaya Mikerestir. He's in a class all by himself. All I can tell you is, Av Harachamim, I mean, Yukim Purkin will never be the same for me anymore. I'm always going to smirk when I say those words in Yukim Purkin. The Rav Reva, the Groyser Rebbes, Im Zeraya, the Nats Groyser Rebbes, the Taf, the Kleiner Rebbes. And then there comes Yeshaya Unishaya, Yeshaya Mikerestir. You see, this book has poisoned my mind. All right, there's some unbelievable things in that book. I guess we really got a hand. Okay, right. Next, so here we have over here in this pasuk, Vahoya Bayom Vahim. So therefore, you should write on it. Let's back to this pasuk over here. Uschoy. Usekim loch avnin ravavin usedud yoshoin besida. Okay, one more pasuk very quickly. Pasuk gimel. What do you do next? V'chasavt aleihen es kol divriyat harazois v'yavrecha, you shall write upon them, upon the stones. You shall write upon the stones. Es kol divriyat harazois v'yavrecha. When you pass. Now what's v'yavrecha? What is that referring to? Where's Biavrecha? Rashi doesn't explain over here what he means by that when you pass. I guess it means those stones that were in the Yarden. Leman, Asher, Tavoy El Oretz, so that you will come to the land. Asher Hashem Lokecha Noisen Loch, Eretz Zavaschal Udvash, Kasher Diber Hashem Elokevo Sechaloch. It's a very strange pasuk. It sounds like it's conditional. If you don't do this, if you don't, when you pass through the Yarden, if you don't go and erect stones and write upon them, it's called Divrei HaTorah HaZois B'Avrecha, you're not going to come into the land. Leman. Shock, you know, it's very strange. This whole sugya is very, very, very strange sugya. What is it over here in the Targum? There is no Rashi. V'sichtoi v'aleihon yos kol piskomei orai, so the words of the Torah, Hodo, this, B'mebroch, when you pass, B'dil, so that, D'se'ul la'arada Hashem, you will enter into the land of Hashem, Melokoch, Yoiv loch, B'dil, so that, D'se'ul, oh, so you say them a little bit different over here, so that, B'dil, so that, Leman, D'wen, Se'ul la'arada Hashem, Melokoch, Yoiv loch, Ara, a land that's of the Zavas Chol Dvash, K'modi malul Hashem elokach da'avosach loch. So that you will enter. Okay, he's just basically translating the pasuk. He's not really saying any nuance. you'll write upon these stones the Divrei HaTorah, so that you will enter the land. It sounds like mamash. If you're not going to do this, you're not going to enter the land. Why not? Why is this such an important mitzvah? There are many mitzvahs. If you don't do the mitzvah, so you lost that. You didn't do the mitzvah. Just because you didn't do the mitzvah, it means you can't go on in life. You can't go on. So you missed the mitzvah. Personally, missed mincha with a minion. So you missed mincha with a minion. Chaval, terrible thing. If you daven mincha every day with a minion, now you lost out. No, you lost out. You feel big. You daven b'yachidus by the kosel. So you can't go on with life. You can't go to the shir. You can't eat supper. You can't go to work the next day. I mean, I don't know what it means over here. All right, let's remain in one pause very quickly. So therefore, now goes on to say, what do you do now? The hayyad will be another pasuk. The avrechemes hayardein. When you pass through the yardein, this can be the second set. It appears. Takimu es avon moel ashenochi mitzave eschem hayon bahar evol. When you pass through the yardein, you shall erect ho avonim ho eile. So this, I guess, the second set of stones. This is the word ho eile. Ashenochi mitzave eschem hayon bahar evol, Mount Har Evol. And there, v'sadato is some basid. Now, what about Gilgal? Whatever happened to Gilgal? Where's Gilgal? Okay, it could very well be that, I don't know, I'm not sure how to learn Shan Pesukim. I have to go back to the Gemara Masech HaSoita. Over here, what does it say over in Rashi? There is no Rashi. Over here it says, v'hi b'me avarchon yos yardunot takim yos avonaya hoylein. When you pass the Yardin, you shall set up these stones. The mountain of Evil, the mizbech of stones, loystifel and barzel, Rashi, no Rashi, visivne tamon madbech kodam Hashem elokach, madbech avrim lo sirim aloin parzel, do not lift upon parzel iron, avrim shleimois, tivne esbech Hashem elokach, vilisa alav oilois Hashem elokach, and now it says, v'chosafta al ho'avonim es divrei HaTorah hazois be'er heitev. And what is it say over here in these three psukim? Run it very quickly over here. Is it Rashi in the psukim over here? Not on this pasuk. Yilmu mizbeach. No Rashi on this. No Rashi on this. On this, there's no Rashi. And v'chosafta be'er heitev b'shivim lashon. Okay, so now on the targum, you'll see the targum on these sukkim, targum. If he just adds in this, we did already this pasuk by Baruchem. We did this. This pasuk, it says just same thing. Avon Hashem yotim neyos malchud Hashem aluach v'sasek alavon kodem Hashem bring oilos. Okay, he's not saying any chidushim there. And v'zavach the shlamim v'sikois you shall slaughter nichsas kuchin. Okay, that's a topic which we have to discuss. What is the English translation for those words? Nichsas, offerings. Peace offerings. You are to slaughter peace offerings. Sacred. So he adds a word over here. He adds a word into the pasuk. Vizavachta, you will slaughter. Shlamin. Vesichois means to slaughter. Nichsas means sacrifices, kuchin, holy sacrifices. What's the purpose of the Targum saying that? I don't know. But say, chul tamon v'setchi, you'll rejoice kodam Hashem before Hashem your God. Now, tomorrow, Mirz Hashem, on the next pasuk, it says, v'sachoyva alavano yosik kol piskomi arayis hoda parash yo'us. Ooh, this can be a machloikis. Machloikis, unkelus in Targum. Here is Ba'er Heitev, he says, a parash, a beautiful explanation. Probably the art scroll elucidation of Chamesh Yechum Shei Torah, a parash yo'us. This would be a very good term, mayor, for a publisher, not here, for a publishing company, for a Judaica, like for art. Parash yo'us, an explanation that is beautiful. This would be a very nice term to use for a company who elucidates the words of Torah, parash yo'us. L'chayra, Rashi is coming to disagree with this, because Rashi says, when it says, Ba'er Heitev, it doesn't mean a beautiful explanation, it means language, 70 languages. Ba'er Heitev. Rashi didn't like what the Targum said, a beautiful explanation of Parashios.
It's a good name for a dictionary.
It is. It's a very interesting term, this term, this Targum expression. A very good term to put away. And Rashi disagrees, obviously. Rashi says, Ba'er Heitev means 70 language. Okay, so we have to really clarify a little bit more. At least we do all the Rashi and the Targum, and we'll stop here. Thank you for coming and listening. Have a wonderful evening. All good, all well to all. Good night, everyone. Take care.
Good night. Shkoyach.